Coming up next on the Passion Struck podcast, our brain functions like a big computer. The brain processes information that it receives from our five senses and sends information back to the body. However, the brain is so much more complex than a machine. Humans think and experience emotions with their brains, and it is the root of human intelligence. Welcome to Passion Struck. Hi, I'm your host, John R. Miles, and on the show, we decipher the secrets, tips, and guidance of the world's most inspiring people and turn their wisdom into practical advice for you and those around you. Our mission is to help you unlock the power of intentionality so that you can become the best version of yourself. If you're new to the show, I offer advice and answer listener questions on Fridays. We have long-form interviews the rest of the week with guests ranging from astronauts to authors, CEOs, creators, innovators, scientists, military leaders, visionaries, and athletes. Now, let's go out there and become Passion Struck. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Momentum Friday and episode 136 of Passion Struck. Recently ranked as one of the top 50 most inspirational podcasts in the world. Thank you to each and every one of you who comes back weekly to listen and learn how to live better, be better, and impact the world. In case you missed our episodes from earlier in the week, I had the opportunity to interview New York Times best-selling author Gretchen Rubin, where we discussed the importance of knowing yourself, how negative emotions impact our happiness, and the importance of having outer order and inner calm. I also interviewed Dr. Michelle Seeger about her new book, The Joy Choice, and we discussed how micro choices that we make every single day have such a long-term impact on our eating and exercise. I also wanted to give a shout out from our fan of the week from the United Kingdom, Noah Butcher. And Noah writes, "Informative. As someone desiring to be passion struck, I love listening to these podcast episodes so that I can gain additional knowledge and perspectives. Thank you for breaking the stigma and speaking about mental health." Thank you, Noah, so much for that review. And it is Mental Health Awareness Month. And I'd like to give a shout out to all who are involved in that field and those who may be suffering themselves from a mental illness. And if you love today's episode or any of the others that I mentioned, we would so appreciate it if you would forward them to family or friends so that they also can get a dose of inspiration from this podcast. And thank you so much for all your ratings and reviews. We now have over 7,000 five-star reviews globally. And all of this is from this incredible community that is supporting the show. Now, let's talk about today's episode. Have you ever wondered what it is in the physical body that allows you to comprehend the world in which you live and make everyday decisions? Are you curious about how you can generate thoughts and ideas that eventually translate into physical realities? Have you considered what organ drives your behavior and causes you to act the way you do? If you have pondered these questions and many like them before, you're not alone. From the dawning of the age of human enlightenment, philosophers have tried to figure out what it is in the human body that generates cognition. One of the great philosophers from that period, Aristotle, even incorrectly claimed that cognition was the product of the heart and not of the brain, believing that the brain acted as the body's coolant system. However, the evolution of science has now helped us to understand that the organ that enables us to think and do things is the brain. The human brain is the major organ of the central nervous system. What decisions your brain makes determines who you are. Every day of your life, your brain produces hundreds of choices that shape your perception of the world. These choices govern our every thought and action, from what to eat, what clothing to buy, whether to pick up a phone call, what career path to choose, and so forth. The brain-wide fights for dominance that rage within your skull every second of your life give rise to who you are. In today's episode, I will be providing you with in-depth knowledge on the fascinating organ we know as the brain, help you to realize just how vital it is to your reality and your experience of life, and show you five key ways that it can be kept healthy and improved for optimum functionality. Thank you for choosing Passion Struck and choosing me to be your host and guide on your journey to creating an intentional life. Now, let that journey begin. A fascinating case of just how linked the physical brain is to mental life is the story of Phineas Gage. On September 13, 1848, Gage worked on the Rutland and Burlington Railroad. He was using a large metal rod, a tamping rod, to pack explosive charges into the ground when the charge accidentally exploded, pushing the tamping iron through the top of his skull, with the rod eventually landing about 30 meters behind him. However, by some miracle, Gage remained conscious after the accident and could even walk and talk. Although this is striking in its own right, the cognition implications from the injury are what led to Gage's notoriety. Gage was known as intelligent and extremely witty before the injury and had a position of responsibility as a foreman. His prior employer declared him unemployable following his injuries, claiming that he was no longer the Gage that they had previously known. Gage has been described as irreverent, using the most extreme vulgarity at times, and impatient with restraint or counsel when it contradicts his inclinations. After various temporary jobs, he died of epilepsy, a secondary consequence from his injury, in San Francisco 12 years after his incident. In a bid to understand the effects that the injury had on the negative behavioral changes that he demonstrated throughout his lifetime following that accident, an MRI reconstruction of Gage's skull was carried out. And it was in the images from that MRI that the researchers found damage restricted to the frontal lobes, particularly the left orbital frontal ventromedial region and the left anterior region. Research suggests that this region is crucial for certain aspects of decision-making, planning, and social recognition of behavior, all of which appeared to have been disrupted with Gage. This story illustrates just how important the brain is to creating our behaviors. Science has made significant progress in understanding how the brain works. The frontal lobes, for example, are thought to be the hubs of rational thought and self-control. Neurotransmitters, or brain chemicals, are also believed to be essential for our moods and our general state of being. Severe mental illnesses, such as bipolar disorder and schizophrenia, are also known to be brain diseases. Impulses and impulsive actions can be affected by lesions or injury to the frontal lobes and other brain areas, as is the case of Phineas Gage. In reality, our behaviors are most likely the result of a complex interaction between our general makeup, brain chemistry, functioning, and the economic, social, and psychological context in which we grew up and lived. We will be right back to the Passion Struck podcast. I would like to emphasize that this podcast is part of my desire and effort to bring zero-cost information to the general public. In keeping with that theme, I would like to thank the sponsors of today's episode. This year, one of my goals is maybe to try to revive my Spanish for an upcoming trip to Puerto Rico. With Babbel, the language learning app that sold more than 10 million subscriptions, not only is learning a new language fun, the whole Babbel process is addictively fun. It's fast. It's easy. Babbel teaches bite-sized language lessons for real-world use. And I use my daily morning walks to digest Babbel's 15-minute lessons, which make it the perfect way to learn a new language on the go. I also enjoy their games. Other language apps use AI for their lesson plans, but Babbel lessons were created by over 100 actual language experts. With Babbel, you can choose from 14 different languages, including Spanish, French, Italian, and German. Plus, Babbel speech recognition technology helps you improve your pronunciation and accent. Start your new language learning journey today with Babbel. And right now, save up to 60% off your subscription when you go to babbel.com/passionstruck. That's babbel.com/passionstruck. For up to 60% off your subscription, Babbel, language for life. Today's episode is sponsored by Trade Coffee. I just finished a cup of their Panther coffee, which comes from Guatemala. I love how it tastes of chocolate, black cherry, gala apple, and is so sweet and creamy. And I love how they have a quiz that matches your coffee tastes with freshly roasted beans from 60 of the country's best craft roasters. Trade really does a fantastic job of bringing the freshest and best tasting coffee that was actually tasted against thousands of coffees to provide you with the perfect coffee for you. Trade has delivered over 5 million bags of coffee with more than 750,000 positive reviews. And for our listeners right now, Trade is offering new subscribers a total of $30 off your first order plus free shipping when you go to drinktrade.com/passionstruck. That's more than 40 cups of coffee for free. Get started by taking their quiz at drinktrade.com/passionstruck and let Trade find you a coffee that you'll love. That's drinktrade.com/passionstruck for $30 off. Please consider those who support the show and make it possible and free for our listeners. And I know all those links can be difficult to remember, so we will have one easy location you can go to at passionstruck.com/deals. Now, back to Passionstruck. Our focus here in today's episode is on how we can effectively and rightly influence that which we can control, our brain, to ultimately improve our overall lives. We will now dive into 5 ways that this can be achieved. These 5 behaviors that we can build have to do with diet, exercise, music, sleep, and meditation. So let's first talk about diet. Your brain works hard, takes care of your thoughts and movements, breathing and sensing, and is active even when you're asleep. Because of all this activity, your brain requires a constant fuel supply. And this fuel comes from the foods that you eat. Hence, the constituents of your meals make a lot of difference and directly impact your brain's structure, function, and mood. Your brain performs best when it ingests high-quality food. Consuming foods rich in minerals, vitamins, antioxidants nourishes the brain while also protecting it from oxidative stress. In like manner, eating unhealthy meals, such as diets high in refined sugars, is extremely bad for the brain. They impair your body's insulin regulation and promote not only inflammation, but also oxidative stress. Multiple studies have established a link between diets of high refined sugar and poor brain function. It can lead to potentially worsening symptoms of mood disorders such as depression. According to research published in the Oxford Academic on the role of diet in brain performance and health, food and nutrition are essential for the maintenance of brain performance and also aid in the prevention and treatment of mental disorders. So make conscious, intentional efforts to eat brain-boosting foods such as eggs, coffee, dark chocolates, nuts, seeds, berries, vegetables, as well as whole grains, and you can be assured of a healthier brain that will help optimize your performance. Now let's talk about the next area, exercise. A study completed at the University of British Columbia suggested that the prefrontal cortex and medial temporal cortex, the parts of the brain that control thinking and memory, have greater volume in people who exercise versus people who don't. Exercise benefits directly from its ability to reduce insulin resistance, inflammation, and increase in the production of chemicals in the brain that affect brain's cell health, the formation of new blood vessels in the brain, and the survival of new brain cells. According to research, when you move your body, a number of helpful neurotransmitters such as dopamine, norepinephrine, serotonin, and acetylcholine are released into your brain. These substances can help you deal with anxiety as well as depression. Findings from another study revealed that exercise promotes neurogenesis, which is the birth of new brain cells, a process that is essential to improving cognitive function. In a nutshell, specific benefits from exercise include the following. It decreases the feelings of anxiety by lowering the level of stress hormones. It facilitates the development of new brain cells. It improves focus and concentration. It guards the brain against neurodegenerative diseases. It improves the ability to properly process emotions. And lastly, it promotes clear thinking. Exercise may also bring physical benefits to the brain, such as increasing cerebral cortex thickness and boosting the durability of your white matter. These nerve fibers connect sections of the brain's nerve cell-rich gray matter. It also improves the ability of the brain to develop new neural connections and adapt throughout your life. So actively engage in exercise today. If you lack motivation, go out there and find a fitness partner or hire a personal trainer. Just do whatever you can to exercise your way to a better brain. Do you have a topic like today's that you would like to see us cover? You can reach us at MomentumFriday@passionstruck.com. Keep your emails concise. Use a descriptive subject line. That keeps things easy for us. Reach out to us if there's a topic you're interested in learning about. There's something that maybe you're going through, any big decision that you're wrestling with, or perhaps you just want a new perspective on work, love, or life. Whatever's got you staying up at night, hit us up at MomentumFriday@passionstruck.com. We're here to help and we keep every email anonymous. Now, back to Passion Struck. Now that we've talked about diet and exercise, let's now talk about music, which has always been a vital aspect of every human civilization, both ancient and modern. People throughout the world have a universal reaction to music. Now, researchers can quantify how music affects the brain by engaging emotion, memory, and attention thanks to advances in neuroscience. A new branch of study known as neuromusicology, which investigates how the neurological system reacts to music, has even been created to discover the effects of music onto the brain. Music has been shown in multiple studies to engage every portion of the brain and profoundly affect it. According to a recent study, music can help with many elements of the brain, including pain alleviation, stress release, memory, and brain damage. It has also been discovered that listening to music is an excellent tool for keeping the brain engaged throughout the aging process, as it helps to provide a total brain workout. It is also known that listening to and playing music can make you smarter, healthier, happier, and more productive at all stages of your life. So put on some house music, blues, reggae, jazz, hard rock, or whatever you listen to, and enjoy those sweet sounds that your brain will appreciate. So now let's talk about the important area of sleep. Due to its continual working, the brain is naturally programmed to need sleep. Everything from cognition to attention to decision making can be severely affected if a person doesn't get and maintain enough sleep. In addition, persons who suffer from sleeplessness are also far more likely to suffer from depression and anxiety. The explanation for these links could be that part of the brain that governs circadian rhythm, the daily sleep-wake cycle, and all the physiological systems that rely on it is disrupted in depressed people. Sleep is essential for various brain activities, including how nerve cells, called neurons, communicate with each other. Many brain regions, particularly those involved with emotion, learning, and information processing, are actually most active when you're asleep. According to a PubMed Central study, sleep plays an essential role in the consolidation of long-term memory. The research found that the brain does this not only by strengthening certain neural connections, but also through pruning back unwanted ones. Sleep also plays a crucial role in boosting creativity. There are even records of people experiencing creative insights during sleep or just as they wake up from it. So ensure that you're getting some adequate shut-eye for your brain to function at its best capacity. And if you're not, go out there and seek some help from someone who's an expert in sleep. And we actually have one of the foremost experts in the world, Dr. Sarah Mednick, coming up on the podcast in the next few weeks. So now that we've talked about diet, exercise, music, and sleep, let's also unpack meditation, which in simple terms is the act of sitting still and focusing the mind of staying free of burdensome thoughts to achieve a mentally clear and emotionally calm state. It has measured effects on the prefrontal cortex, amygdala, and hippocampus areas of your brain, which are all involved in emotional response, decision-making, sensory perception, as well as learning. In a 2011 study conducted by the Harvard Medical School, a link between mindfulness, and processing new information was discovered. The brains of 17 people were studied after participating in an 8-week meditation program. Through brain scans, the researchers discovered that gray matter increased in the areas of the brain involved in learning, memory, and emotional control. Furthermore, Carnegie Mellon University researchers conducted a 2016 study that proved how mindfulness meditation might increase concentration and improve decision-making. It showed that regular meditation practice can help you create a more robust neurobiology that has the following effects. It contributes to a greater sense of well-being, helps to keep your brain healthier as you age, aids in alleviating mental stress by helping you confront and let go of unwanted psychological states like anxiety and fear, releasing their hold and the associated conditioned response. It promotes healthy, sustained focus and concentration. And with consistent practice, meditation can also help you become more compassionate and also to develop empathy. If you want more on this topic, please go back and listen to my episode with Dr. David Vago, who is one of the foremost experts on meditation in the world. And additionally, I'm going to do a deep dive on this whole area in a future podcast in the next coming weeks. I have covered a ton of information today, so let me synthesize this for you. In her TED Talk, Dr. Laura Boyd explains how the brain can unlearn old habits and learn new ones at any stage in life. She then goes on to challenge the audience to go out there and build the brain that they want. In like manner, I am challenging you to take into practical use all the points. In like manner, I am challenging you to take all the practical points that I discussed today and apply them in your own life. Now that you know just how vital the brain and its performance is to who you are and how you actually perform, you can live more intentionally and consciously build behaviors that will physically benefit your brain and, in turn, your whole life. Eat well. Exercise, get adequate sleep, listen to music that you love, meditate, and try to allow your brain to feel positive emotions. By doing so, you will be helping yourself and every other person that you interact with by keeping your brain in the place where it can be its best and contribute fantastic ideas and innovations for us all to benefit from. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode, and I hope I was able to provide some information and inspiration that you can take for practical use. I also wanted to tell you that we've got some amazing additional guests coming up over the next few weeks, including next week, I will be having on Jordan Harbinger, who is one of my favorite podcasters. He hosts the Jordan Harbinger Show. The week following that, we will have on Admiral James Stavridis, where we will be launching his new book, To Risk It All. And on June 7th, we will also be launching Michael Seligman's new book on secrets. And if you're new to the show or you would like to send this to a friend or family member, we now have episode starter packs, which are collections of your favorite episodes that we organize by topic, both on Spotify and on our website. Just go to passionstruck.com/starter packs to commence your journey on understanding everything that we do here on the show. Thank you so much for joining us today, for helping us grow this community and this overall global movement where we're trying to help people become the best versions of who they can be. Now, go out there and become passion struck.
Thank you so much for joining us. The purpose of our show is to make passion go viral. And we do that by sharing with you the knowledge and skills that you need to unlock your hidden potential. If you want to hear more, please subscribe to the Passion Struck podcast on Spotify, iTunes, Stitcher, or wherever you listen to your podcasts at. And if you absolutely love this episode, we'd appreciate a 5-star rating on iTunes and you sharing it with 3 of your most growth-minded friends so they can post it as well to their social accounts and help us grow our Passion Struck community. If you'd like to learn more about the show and our mission, you can go to passionstruck.com where you can sign up for our newsletter, look at our tools, and also download the show notes for today's episode. Additionally, you can listen to us every Tuesday and Friday for even more inspiring content. And remember, make a choice, work hard, and step into your sharp edges. Thank you again for joining us.